people with bipolar disorder are at higher risk for metabolic dysregulation. Over half will have metabolic syndrome, which puts them at an increased risk for a myocardial infarction or cerebrovascular disease. I mentioned many of them smoke. Obesity is prevalent. You can think about things like sleep apnea being present, sedentary lifestyle. There's so many factors that go into the excess cardiovascular and cerebrovascular morbidity and mortality of our patients. We'd be remiss to not be paying attention to this when patients present to us with hypertension, with opportunities for making decisions about first doing no harm. That means drugs that are fairly neutral when it comes to the risk for dyslipidemias and glycemic dysregulation or weight gain. It's not just that the patient is going to say, well, you know, I don't want to risk gaining weight. Give me the drug with the highest NNH for weight gain. It's more than that. We're really trying to improve their quality of life, not just by virtue of their psychiatric status, but a whole sense of vitality and medical health hand in hand with psychiatric well-being. So we may be the only healthcare professionals that have that dual awareness of these factors. And these are patients that really come to the forefront with those dual factors.